2-1. All right, we should be live.
Gotta love that intro. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lending a Hand
/ the Arkansas Podcast. You know what I just realized is that they caught me without my shoes on.
Oh, man. We just got through working out, so I don't think they're going to mind too much, man. We're here in Lake Point Church over here with a good friend of mine, Sean Cooper.
Yo.
Dean Marks. I am Keith Linder. And we're going to chat a little health, fitness, lend a hand to a local businessman, a good friend of mine, Sean Cooper.
Thank you, thank you.
You've been on here before, so they may recognize that beautiful voice of yours.
I hope so.
They got it. And if not, well, now you're finally getting to see us.
They were live on the internet this time, though, so.
It's a little refreshing to be in my element. I like real-time interaction, so that's awesome for me.
Yeah, Mitchie, you called in to our deal the other day, and it was really neat. Maybe somebody will call in tonight. We put the, where's it at? Right here, the FaceTime. If anybody wants to FaceTime in, we'll take your call, and we will put you on the screen.
There we are, look.
Dude, and we've got a, right there. Yeah, so down here let me show. So, yeah, pause that so we don't hear ourselves. So people see, we should have a really good, really good signal. So, like, this ought to look, like, really good.
I'm excited. Like, this setup that we have, if they didn't watch on the last episode on, I think it was on my personal Facebook. We also put these on YouTube later. If you're watching this live, obviously, communicate, engage with us. We'll answer some questions. But I guess let's just have a conversation, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the screen off so we don't look at ourselves. That's always the hardest thing. What I've noticed doing this is, like, for me, it's hard because it's, like, I want to run the tech and, like, make sure everything's working good. So I, like, stare at the screen.
Yeah.
And it's weird to, like, turn it off and just hope everything's working right. You know, and it's, like, because what can happen is, like, if the scene switcher stops working or something, like, it'll just hang on one person for, like, a long time. It's, like, real awkward because, like.
We're going to hope it hangs on Keaton.
Yeah, I hope so.
Just make everybody.
You know what I mean? Because it'll catch something weird. Because it's like we don't have a producer to switch, like this thing's live to like switch who's talking. It's just like playing in a loop.
Yeah.
You can do that manually though, right now.
I can do it, but like I said, I've got to focus on it. So I've thought about one way to get around it is, and we talked about it at your podcast.
But
so I could outsource it. So it's on the internet. I could have someone in China for like $5 an hour, control my screen and like change the cameras for me. I could have them like Google stuff. I could be like, hey, you know, whatever, look up. I think it'd be really cool.
It's awesome, man.
We can always look up whatever we want on here. So if we have any debates, questions, hopefully we'll get into some
stuff. We've got the internet.
So, hey, let's, Sean, I know you've been on the podcast before, but you're kind of the guest here today. So let's start with you, man. What are you passionate about? What is this stuff out in front of us, man? We got some supplements, or what is
this,
man?
Yeah, so my passion is definitely going to be in the realm of health and fitness. That's kind of what I'm building my life around right now. But even more than that, it's building a community in that, right? And so what I have in front of us is some of the products that I offer. I have a small health club here at Lake Point Family Church. It's an awesome church, by the way. These guys are some of the best people I've ever gotten to meet. But what I'm trying to do and what I'm looking at, my passion, all ties into that, and that's people. So people, community, health, and fitness, if that makes sense. Does that answer the question?
Definitely. I think
adequately?
There's a lot of people that are going to relate to this. We all actually were not dressed up, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but we just got through hitting the gym about an hour ago. It's a pretty good workout.
Yeah, y'all were deadlifting, and I was like, bump that. I'm going to do my air squats.
Well, my boy Keaton likes to get after it pretty good, so it's always fun, you know, he's challenging.
He was also making fun of me for drinking coffee.
Dude, you were slamming coffee in the middle of a workout. I'm like, are you okay? Don't do any squats right now, man.
What do you think? Coffee, is it good for working out?
I'm gonna gracefully hold my tongue on this one and bow
no,
out.
No
I think
graces.
You guys should
well,
no
we are
graces.
In church.
I feel like you can get away with coffee.
Well, I mean,
there's no sugar. There's no creamer.
So
just
you had a black coffee?
Yeah, man.
You
hot,
are intense,
hot.
Man.
I usually work out in the dry sauna. So dry sauna with coffee for 30 minutes.
You guys
working
are
out.
Sick.
Yeah.
You're sick. Keaton, you did some hot yoga like this week, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was intense, man. I've never sweat more in my entire life. And I've played basketball for 7 hours at a time once. So, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'm just the your average typical gym goer. I'm not, you know, all fancy or nothing, you know.
Well, I think you have a really interesting story that we'll get into just from your background. Like, I, you know, it's hard for me to relate to a lot of people in certain areas of fitness because I have always been very fit. And, you know, I thank my 98-pound dad with polio and my 102-pound mom for that. Thank you very much for me not being able to gain any weight. But you've got an interesting story, and, you know, let's just get into it. Like, kind of tell your story. You were, and we can even pull your Instagram up, show some before and after
oh
photos,
God.
Man. They're already out
dude,
there.
Let's do
come
it.
On. Yeah, do it. Pull it up. Pull
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I think my phone's dead at the moment. But, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Underscore Sean.
Hang on one second.
He can pull it up right here.
Yeah,
man.
We're
this
gonna.
Technology's awesome.
Let me make sure that we're, all right, so.
Go over, search at the top. Search Sean Cooper.
S-E-A-N.
S-H-A-W-N, the right way, sir.
There you go.
Is that it? There it is, babe.
Sean the.
The second
yeah.
one.
Oh, second. Yeah. Sean the.
I'm going to show you a little before and after photo. Some of these products that Sean has. You work with Herbalife, correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yes, great shakes. We're actually drinking okay. some right now.
Boom.
Boom.
Might have been really loud, sorry. All right, so. Oh, looking studly.
Actually, Keaton was
I took
there
that picture,
with me
I like
taking
to
that
say.
Picture. Yeah, he's a very awesome.
Is that a three button?
Yes, sir.
It's
it
a
is.
Three button. That's like a trench coat.
Hey, man, I'm classy.
I see you showing some leg there.
Scroll down a little bit. Let's see Sean's fat ass real quick. Excuse
Wait,
me.
Click
that
on
was
the progress.
The first curse word in church.
Click
I'm
on
so
the progress
sorry.
Right okay. there.
And whoa, I can already tell you look like a little chubster.
Oh, you gotta go back.
100 reps in 20 minutes. Dude, 100 reps. How much weight is that?
At that point, we were down
talking
to,
the mic.
35, I think, 35 on each side, so 35, 35, 70 plus 45.
Yeah, 40. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Does
so
this just work? Is this just going through?
I'm not
Whoa!
Sure.
Whoa! When was that? This that, is just working.
That
this
was about,
I'm not clicking anything.
There you go, that's the picture I wanted.
Yeah.
Played D-tackle in high school, right?
No. This is weird. It's just okay. It's just clicking itself through. That's weird.
You're from Houston, right, Sean?
I'm
you
from
grew up
Houston.
In Houston.
Hey, do you shave your chest?
No, I do not.
Yeah. So I don't get it, man. You got all this hair up here, and then none right here.
Well, you know.
Hey, this dude was at the gym today.
That guy? He was not at the gym today.
Yeah, he was.
No, that's
my buddy Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
So you can see, like, all of my terrible form in the beginning there.
When, let's go back. For some reason, it keeps clicking through. When is this?
Story,
when is this right here?
I would say that's about 2 or 3 years ago.
How old are you now? 24?
I'm 24. So I was about 22 when I started, taking care of myself and my body a little bit better. And so.
I am a work in progress.
We all are every day.
Yeah, you look good there, man.
Thanks, brother.
Dude, what's it like having that long hair though?
Man,
and
it
working
is
out?
Awesome, man. I can tell you, it gets in your face. You go for a run, you get hot and sweaty. This
is that
my
Keaton?
Man Keaton right here. Yeah,
is this Keaton recording?
Dude, he's killing it as usual.
Boom, boom. And so I feel like you might need to tell us about your products.
Yeah.
When was this? This is 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What'd you start at? Hang on, I don't know how to like end this. Oh, it's because it was on progress.
Yeah,
this shows how much I know about Instagram. Instagram, like apparently you had like a folder or something, so
yeah.
It like just
yeah.
goes through all of them.
Yeah. So like if you take a look there, those are some of the
your
some
products.
Of the products that I offer and some of the progress that we had to make through this whole deal. And you
white
can
chocolate.
See
mm.
Big Thomas
oh,
over there.
Oh, dude, super hot fire. Super hot fire. But you can see a lot of the things that we have here and what we do. That's actually me at one of our
this
events.
This Illuminati symbol?
No, actually, that's a K3. Only a very select few people know about that. It's not Illuminati exactly.
What is K3?
I can't tell you.
Oh, now we're getting into some good stuff. Right. We're going to find out what K3 is right now.
You won't find it online. I'm telling you that.
K3 secrets.
You won't find it online. I can promise you that.
I got a question.
What's up?
With all this progress you've made, man, obviously that is amazing, first off, because I've seen you work out in the gym, and this guy's strong.
Look at that bod.
Man, all these pictures, look who took them. This
you
guy.
Know, you took that one?
Sorry,
Keaton insisted.
Got him.
Podcast Burn. Over. We're done. No, I'm kidding. I don't mind. Hey, with all this progress what are the biggest challenges you've ever overcome?
Definitely my mentality. I think that everybody can relate to this, but when you are overweight at a certain level, you know, you begin to accept and believe that whatever is okay. You know, just to tell you guys, I guess this is the part where we get into my story a little bit. When I was in high school, actually, I was 210 as a freshman. I wasn't this tall yet. I was a big boy. And my doctor told me, like, dude, you're going to die if you keep this up.
Dang, what did you think when he said that? Were you like, nah, I'm good, man?
Oh, no, dude, my heart totally dropped into the pit of my stomach. It was one of the scariest things I've ever heard in my life. You know, I'm 16 years old. I'm a kid. And all I wanted to do was play. I'm not 16. I was 14. 14, 15, maybe 14 or 15. All I wanted to do was play football. And my doctor said, I can't clear you because you'll die if you hit the field. He said, your blood pressure is the sixth highest I've seen all year. You're 15, 14, whatever.
You couldn't make it in the top five? Come on, man.
I guess I was a loser back then. But
you're a winner now. You're top five now.
But it really rocked my world, man. Like, it really messed me up. And so what I had to do is I had this ridiculous diet. I'm talking about I went straight Garanimal. If you look at my my pictures way back when, you'll see on Facebook, like when I was thinking I was cool, I dropped from about 210 to about 170, you know, and I thought I was in pretty good shape. And so my life was terrible, though. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. At that point in time in my life, I was, you know, I couldn't eat hardly anything. I had super harsh restrictions on anything I could have. I worked out 3 or 4 hours a day every day. I had homework. I had school. And I was also in all advanced classes. So I had no time for anything. There was no social life. It was trying to stay alive and trying to get good grades, you know. And then, like, my nephew was around. So I spent a lot of time with him, a lot of time working with him. It was just a crazy situation. Plus, my mom was a single parent. So a lot of the responsibilities of the house fell on me, you know, cleaning up, making sure dinner's cooked, keeping the house. All that stuff was really important. And the crazy thing is, though, that was the first time I'd ever tapped into, like, a harder mindset than I'd ever had, you know?
And it's all about mindset. And this is something I really want to dive into, because people that are listening, they may not. And it's not even about health and fitness. It's just a mindset that you have to have every day, every hour. And it's not just health and fitness. Like, I do believe the core of it revolves around your health and fitness, because this body that you have is your vehicle in life. It takes you everywhere. So if it's out of shape, if it's rusty, if it's kind of clanky, you know, then you're definitely not going to enjoy life as much. I personally believe. Y'all disagree?
Oh, no, dude. 110,000%.
No devil's advocate, Dean?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be healthy, right? And people that are stressed, that are, you see so many people that are out there that are very stressed in life, and you look at their health, and it just goes hand in hand.
I guess the devil's advocate would be, and I'm not a doctor or anything, but it's like, some people have good genes, some people don't, you know.
That's true.
I mean, it sucks to say, but I mean, like, I bet you couldn't get fat if you tried.
Yeah.
Could you?
I mean,
just realistically.
I could go 30 days and eat McDonald's like that guy did.
Even still, you just, like, I bet it would be like a little muffin.
Well, I mean,
that doesn't mean I wouldn't be really unhealthy, you know.
Yeah.
I do eat very healthy. I take pride in that.
The counterpoint to that argument, though, I would definitely have to say is that, you know, big muscles or low body fat doesn't mean healthy. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You know, you look at a lot of these guys, they'll go into the gym and they have these really big muscles, and Keaton and I, like, you know the workouts that we've done together, man.
They're tough.
And I'm pretty sure that he can outwork, like, 70 to 80% of the guys in there, you know, just on sheer willpower and his fitness level as it is. So, I mean, the biggest thing about health and wellness in my mind, though, like, as that's what I do for a living, is that it's not necessarily tied to a number on a scale, you know?
Yeah.
It's more about your quality of life and how long you want to live your life, you know? Some people want to live 100 years. Some people want to live 50. Like, I'm going to be honest, man. Like, I thought about it, and I thought about it long and hard. Like, I would much rather live 50 years of being able to do everything I want to do, live however I want to live, rather than get to 100 and, I don't
man,
know, be decrepit.
A lot of people think that way, and I say this probably every day. It's like, in our generation, I believe the average age that we're going to live to, right now it's like 77, 78, women outlive men. But they say our average age when we're going to die is going to be 92 to 95.
That's insane.
And it's because modern medicine. This isn't just like the normal 92-year-old now who's in the wheelchair at the home who doesn't even remember what they had for breakfast. You know, this is like a healthy 75 right now. There's a lot of people that are out there that are 75 that are still pretty dang healthy, you know?
Yeah, I think one thing that we like to talk about is like the inevitable march of progress, you know? You can't really get around it. And I think that the one thing, though, that remains a constant that will never change is that as a human being, you have this ability to supersede your own limits. You know, like you hear these stories about these guys where like they get in these life or death situations and they're like chopping off arms or like fighting off bears. And
James Franco, right? He played the guy who chopped his arm off. I don't actually know who that was.
But you know, like you get into these situations where you see these guys and like the only thing that happened that's different between like them and some regular person on the street is circumstance. Like they just chose not to let the circumstance define them. Their mentality, they clicked over. And I think that there's this like real raw animal instinct inside of everybody that just allows us to like go superhuman, but we've become soft.
Gosh, we have, you're preaching it now, and I'm glad you are preaching because we are here in Lake Point Church, everybody. whether you're a believer or a non-believer, that's where we are located at now. But I think our society has this fascination with comfort. Everybody wants to be comfortable. Nothing wrong with being comfortable, but there is something wrong with it because comfort, while it should be something you aim for, should be something you really work towards. And not something you just have every day. Because growth, just like when you're in the gym, when you're lifting weights, you're doing curls, you're doing bicep push-ups, you're running a mile, you're uncomfortable. And that's when the growth happens. That's when you lose the weight. That's when you become healthier. And I'm obsessed with being uncomfortable. I'll put myself in uncomfortable situations. Not like dangerous, like go out, walk down the back alley
with
three hooded guys. Well, there's certain situations you shouldn't, right? But, you know, put yourself in these uncomfortable situations, like when you network with people, when you go out and meet new people. Like you talked about doing that hot yoga. I met this guy, Jordan, and you know, I probably would have never said hi to him if I didn't think this way. And I haven't always been this way. I used to love comfortability and having that comfort, because there's something in our mind that I think it's like from our prehistoric days, whenever we were running from like saber-toothed tigers and stuff. But I think the key to that is just learn to be uncomfortable. And there's probably some people that are like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to this. I'm going to be comfortable. Well, if you're going to be comfortable, you're probably going to be in the same spot. Just remember that.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got a couple ways of looking at life. But the one that interests me the most is the super high level achievers in life. They all have this one similar mindset, and it's that they say they fell in love with the process. And a lot of people think that that means they fell in love with going out and shooting a basketball or throwing a football or studying charts. No, that's not what they're talking about. What they're talking about is that moment where you hone in so hard on a goal, where you hone in so hard on some purpose, you know, and they don't care what it takes for them to get there, and they fall in love with that achievement. They fall in love with becoming more. And I think that is something that we're sorely lacking in our society, because we've become so soft about stuff. Like, I can't walk up to somebody and say, hey, man, you're fat. You need to lose some weight.
No, they'll
people don't feel comfortable telling me, hey man, you're fat, you need to lose weight. Like,
that's fat shaming, dude. You're fat shaming people if you say that, right?
Yeah, man. Oh my gosh.
Sometimes people need to hear it. The truth hurts.
Honestly, biggest impetus for me to change was like, I got out of the shower, I looked at myself, and I was like, dude, you are fat.
I'm sorry, I'm not mean to laugh, but yeah.
No, man, it was bad.
The truth hurts, though.
My tits jiggled, man. It was horrible. I hated it.
Yeah.
I swayed in the wind, man. Like, I should have worn a bra. It was so bad. I hopped out of the shower, I looked at this dude, and I was like, that's not me. That can't be me. And I wish somebody would have told me sooner, dude, you're fat.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, Dean? Have you lived your life in comfortability? By the way, I think
sometimes.
Our live stream went down.
I was just looking at that. Sorry,
you can go live
I kind of
on my page if you want.
I kind of zoned out for a little bit because I was checking like this thing should be like showing what's going on. Should we just stop the live stream?
You can go stop the live stream. You can go put it on mine if you want because we'll get more. We had a lot more people watching.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's what I was actually thinking when we said you were gonna do it on your page. I was like, well, that kind of sucks because who's gonna watch a page? You know,
well,
I think if
more.
You're gonna build, yeah. I think if you're gonna build it, it needs to be from your profile, not from a page.
Okay, good.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, let's try that. We'll go live here on my page, everybody.
Something weird's going on.
You can always go and watch this on YouTube, by the way, as well. It does say we're still live, just so you know. Anyways, let's get back into this conversation.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of zoned out. I was.
Dude, I understand, man.
Oh no.
We talk about this guy, David Goggins, a lot.
Oh, dude, you know how much I like David Goggins.
This guy's crazy. People will...
Ultra marathoner, man.
Alright, we should be live. 3, 2, 1. I guess that didn't really work very good. Because it's supposed to like jump in on that. It would like show to sitting here. It's supposed to be like the curtain reveals, you know? Oh, well, whatever. So we're live on the internet.
Enters of web.
Dude, we're broadcasting.
Such a cool time we live in. Look at all this.
Man.
So, everybody, on Facebook, we were just live on our page. We decided to go live here since the break. Welcome to Lending a Hand.
Yeah.
The Arkansas Podcast. We're here with Sean Cooper.
Yo.
Dean Marks.
Dean Marks, yes. And we're talking health, fitness. We all just got a workout in. Man, we look good, y'all. We look good.
This is a good-looking group of guys.
You got that cross behind you, man. It's a good spot.
Yeah, we're here at Lake Point Church, everybody. If you're just joining us, we got a lot of people joining now. This is much better. We got 7, 8. Everybody's joining. This is great. Leave a comment.
What's up,
tell us where
fam?
You're from. You can even call in. We have a number down there in the bottom. You don't have to FaceTime. You can actually just call in. If you got a question, we're talking health, fitness, mindset, motivation.
Looks like our stream's pretty good, too, so it might even look good. Last time we tried it at your place last time, and the stream was a little buggy on their end. But if anyone's watching, you know, give us a thumbs up if it looks good. But we are...
Throw those hearts on there, please.
Yeah, we're just kind of playing with some tech, and... We've been kind of podcasting for a little bit, and
yeah,
we're live now, so pretty cool.
Talking about, we're getting back into what we were talking about, which was kind of healthy mindsets and how there's a lot of really, you know, sad people in the world, and we've all been there, I'm sure, at some point. we were just talking about how we had some interesting weeks last week, but how do you get over that, you know, and where do you go from there? If you're in a kind of a bad place and you're watching this, maybe... I hope this is the highlight of your day and it can help you out, man.
Right.
Dude, one of the things I like to do is, like, keep a routine.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I literally have,
What's your routine in the morning?
Well, I actually literally have, like, a checklist of, like, 20 things that I do, which sounds bizarre, but it's, like, it's literally, like, on my mirror. And, I mean, it's, like, everything's, like, and also, like, at the beginning of the year, I, like, planned out, I'm, like, what's the most efficient way to start your morning? And it sounds really dumb, but it's, like, brush teeth, floss, push-ups, sit-ups, shave, you know what I mean? And it's like, how do you, like, put these things in order? And it's like, load the dishwasher, take, you know what I mean? Just all this stuff, like, look at your finances. And then, you know, there's also, like, a weekly checklist, too. And it's crazy because it's like, you do that, and you're in shape, and, You know, like your house is clean and your finances aren't horrible. And I don't know. It's probably one of the I don't know. Just
all those things build momentum.
Yeah, it's
and when you conquer even the smallest of things, like brushing your frickin' teeth, which is something I am religious about, so I'm glad you said that. Even when you conquer those things, it builds momentum. And these small things.
Or make your bed. Make your beds one. Make your bed every day.
That's the reason they tell you to do that in the military, right?
There's some book that's like that. It's Make Your Bed. I read it a long time ago.
We are on the internet. We could look it up.
Yeah, we could. It's some army guy.
Cool thing about this equipment, guys, is that we can basically look up any questions if we have any debates, which I'm sure we will. We can, you know, check out some different articles if you want to see them right here as we're doing this. Pretty cool.
Boom.
Hey, everybody. What's going on, Trent Timmons? What's going on, Dax, Laura, Josh?
Who's Laura?
If you want to change the world,
I'm just saying, people. Shout
start off by making your bed.
This is it. We don't have to watch the whole
if
thing.
But we can't.
You legally play the whole thing on here, just so you know.
If yeah.
Put on YouTube,
fair usage.
15 seconds. Surprise.
Is that it?
It is.
And it will encourage you to
and
do
another.
And boom.
Sorry.
Legal.
We can go back to it in like 10 seconds, but we just have to. If we're
anyway, people, watch this. Here's the link. You should be able to see it.
Yeah, we can drop the link and everybody know.
Well, that's unfortunate because it's a really good video. So but Facebook will pull us off if we show.
Facebook won't. YouTube will.
We're not on YouTube, we're on.
We're going to put this on YouTube, though. That's the whole goal. Like, we are live, but, you know, and that's great. I think the live is where it happens.
Is it exactly 15 seconds? Do you know
that
for a fact?
It's around there. That's typically what, like, Joe Rogan and Gary do.
Yeah.
They say, like, you know, and even when you watch a live stream, you don't, like, you know, I watch wrestling. I watch a guy who does that live stream, makes, like, $2,000 in 3 hours on his live stream.
Oh my gosh.
And he has to basically turn down the volume or be commenting over it every 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I was telling you about that I was explaining that today. I think is going to be cool that we can build a website. So it's got one live stream over here and then our live stream. So it's like commentary, like the buzz. The radio show does that.
Man, we got to give us some ideas on what you'd love for us to live stream, everybody, because we all got a lot of different interests here.
Yeah, we've got almost a little bit of too many cooks in the kitchen, but it's I really like doing this, man. I appreciate you guys doing this.
Shoot, yeah, this is a blast. I have a great time doing it.
Yeah, we've been talking for like 30 minutes before we went live. And anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about like repetition, and we'd shared your Instagram. Should we do that again?
We should not do that again.
Let's see Fat Sean
live on the internet.
Take your shirt off so everybody knows how good you look right now.
Take my shirt off, man. I'm in the church right now.
No, I'm kidding. We won't make you do that. But everybody, Sean Cooper is the guest here, and he's got next
tell
level
us about
nutrition.
Tell us about your products again.
Oh, dude. So I have a small health club here in Lake Point Family Church. It is an amazing place. But what I have here, just a couple of some of my favorite products. We've got our Rebuild Strength here, one of the products that I make available for everybody to have. This is your post-workout. We've got a little bit of protein, iced coffee over there, and two of my shake mix flavors. So we've got the French vanilla there and the Dulce de Leche.
Dean, you could definitely endorse this one right here, brother. This guy was drinking coffee over here in the gym before we came in. He has got a black coffee doing reps with one arm, drinking coffee with the other. I've never seen that. It was the coolest thing ever.
I don't know out there who's like as crazy as I am, but I think this guy is getting pretty close. I've never seen anyone do that. It's pretty awesome. Like, it's intense.
Well, they have coffee in gyms all the time, so I mean, somebody's drinking
afterwards.
Somebody's drinking it, man.
Mid workout, pumping a Java, just like yes, let me get that curl in.
Hey, you never know. It really might do something for you because
you're
like in good shape.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's there's no sugar, there's no cream, it's just straight coffee. I mean, it's gotta be.
He's I'm curious, like, since we're not getting too many questions from the audience here, disappointed in you guys. No, I'm just kidding. But how many milligrams of caffeine is too much a day?
Let's see. It'll definitely kill you.
I think it's like 12 cups and you die.
I mean, that's anything like will kill you. How much coffee
almost
will kill
anything.
You?
Almost anything. Almost anything. But everything, anything in excess.
I can share my screen on this, can I? How much coffee will kill you? Let me make sure I'm sharing my screen. All right. A lethal dose of caffeine for most people says temple. What is temple?
10 grams.
10 grams. What is 10 grams? What does that mean?
I cannot.
Like, show me with your hands, like, how big is 10 grams?
I don't know.
I mean, really, is it this much or is it this much? I don't know.
I don't think
we'd have
to
convert the normal 70 milligrams of coffee into grams. I don't know how to do that.
Well, if it's...
I'm really not. I'm
silly Americans.
Thank God for Google.
I would think that if it's like less than 70 milligrams in a regular can of soda, then it'd probably be somewhere around like 50 milligrams. And at that point... All
right, I can visualize an ounce. So an ounce is like a shot. So it's like that. It's like 0.2 of a shot glass. So it'd be like you get a shot glass, and then it's like, you know,
you need to
20% of a shot glass.
That's pretty intense.
Of just straight coffee.
Straight caffeine.
Caffeine. Yeah. So like, it was that the cocoa beans? So you could just like.
No, it would.
How many cocoa beans is that?
I don't know, but I know cocoa beans will kill you too.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Because that doesn't mean
look it up.
Just a little shot glass. I mean, that's probably like 4 or 5 cocoa beans ground up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that much caffeine in the cocoa bean. Like,
because it has to be like extract.
Yeah.
Cocoa bean isn't entirely.
You have to like work that bean like into like.
Work that bean.
Oh my God.
No,
have you ever thought about
on,
coffee?
Everybody.
What
you
a weird. What a weird drink. Like, it's a bean. You're drinking a bean.
You're drinking bean juice. It's Beanade.
Yeah.
It's
no doubt
point,
a drug.
Basically.
Dude, beer's a weird one, too, when you think about it. It's fermented wheat juice.
It's old, dirty wheat juice.
Ugh.
You vodka?
Know, yeah. Vodka. All that stuff is strange. When you really think about what it is.
It's so, been grandfathered in over time.
I'm just saying.
I guess.
Some
and it doesn't taste good, either. You know, it takes you when you're a kid, like, how much propaganda is... Like, I don't know, it tastes good when you're an adult, maybe, but like when you're a kid, you remember the first time you accidentally drank a beer or something?
Oh. Blah. I was like, why would anyone do this to themselves? Like,
yeah, I thought
it's
that
not
too.
What it tastes like, it's the after yeah. effects. We all, you know, had kind of a, well, most of us have been tipsy at one point in our lives, so we're like, oh, I like it for that reason. Same with coffee, you're like, oh, I
yeah.
like the effect it gives me. Is that why you drink it, or do you
I like
the taste.
The taste. I genuinely like the taste now, but I shouldn't.
You think that's psychological?
Back probably.
The psychological stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
About?
You know, there's a study that's been done that says people who like bitter tastes are more likely to be sociopaths, so.
I do like the bitters, man.
Dude, from that 30-minute conversation we were having earlier, we're all a little crazy. Every human on this planet.
Yes, we are all.
So.
So I will definitely say this, though, on the topic of being crazy. I think that crazy is a good thing. I think it's like a superpower. I have this like working theory on human beings, right? I think that every like thing that we have as like a psychological disorder is some sort of superpower. It's just adapted to a specific type of situation, you know? Like a sociopath, like we're like, oh my God, that's terrible. But you couldn't survive in like... I don't know, in, like, the Civil War, if you weren't kind of socio, you know? And then, like, you've got the people with ADHD who are like, man, I'm all over the place. But those people are, like, meant to be warriors, you know? People with depression, they're really introspective. So they, like, teach us about life and, like, what it means to be human, all these amazing things. And I think also that everybody has these flaws for a purpose. Like, everybody has, like, a natural bend or a thing that they're really suited to or suited for. And I think we all have purpose, I guess, if you... For lack of a better term.
I would definitely agree with that. I mean, we're all a little nuts, but...
I've never thought about it like that, but...
Yeah, I haven't. That's good, though. It kind of makes you...
I think people come in flavors, man.
Like, people come in flavors.
I'm telling you.
It'll be interesting how we see, like, in 100 years, like... The
I was
going to
say, I wonder...
Mental health.
I always wonder about, like, what is the person today versus the people in the past? Like, we've got to be so much different just from our, like you were saying, the sociopath or whatever.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Like we were talking about this on our last podcast, that this is bizarre. The modern man consumes more media in one day than a 15th century man consumed in his entire life.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa. And that's like, you know, Netflix movies, articles, you know, whatever. Like, you read more and you saw more stuff. Like in a day.
My question is, what were they looking at? Like, was it like, oh man, that's
a horse
butt,
plays or
dude.
Something?
Like,
yeah. You know, they probably like put on a few little
honest,
plays.
They were working, y'all. They were out in the fields. They were building the pyramids. They were doing
you know
all
that,
kinds
that
of different.
There's a book called Bullshit Jobs, and that's false. Peasants worked less than the modern man too. Mm. When you look at it on average, because they just worked they worked in the summers, and they, you know,
they
like
chilled out the rest of the time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things.
What were they doing when they're chilling, man? Look what we're doing now.
I don't know.
Like, we may see more information, because I think TV can be very, very informational, and you can learn from it.
Yeah.
But the average American spends 5 hours a day watching TV.
Oh, I watch. I spend 8 hours on YouTube a day for sure. My screen time tells me that.
But you're doing two things at once. You're listening.
I'm learning, though.
And you're also probably multitasking, right?
Yeah, it's not like I'm, I don't know. I mean, everybody says that, but I feel like I try to keep my YouTube kind of educational.
Yeah.
I look at it as like, you know, I'm very particular about my algorithm. You know, I've like programmed this thing to like, you know, stuff that I feel is informative. And, you know, I try not to like Kim Kardashian, you know, or
see,
not.
But yeah. I think also that goes back to like the type of person that you are. You know, for me, I love things that are complicated. I don't like simple things. Like, I like novelty about life. So the harder something is to figure out, the more interested I get into it. Like, it's going to sound so totally like off the wall crazy. But when I was a kid, I started learning how to play chess, and like, I never.
Oh, really, you play chess?
Not too much anymore.
Not
I found
to
other
brag,
things.
But was the captain of the chess team in high school. Oh. At the DeWitt High School.
Well, I didn't know
we
that.
We might just
darn,
have to sit down and play a game or two.
We might have to do it live.
That would not be good for me.
I can play chess too. I'm pretty solid at it.
We're bringing the first Facebook Live. There'd be no one would watch.
Are
that.
You kidding me?
Rook to
this goes back to underwater
right
basket weaving, man. There's a bunch of people out there that
dude,
love
what
chess.
What if that was the thing? We did a live chess match, and then like some grandmasters are like just talking trash about our move.
I mean, people
they find us in the algorithm, you know, and they're like.
So okay, I gotta go on that since you mentioned the algorithm. I was reading this article today. I think it was on LinkedIn or something, and it was talking about how mathematics and this and algorithms, because they're not going away, let's be honest, technology's getting more advanced, how they're not only shaping us for the good and the bad, they were actually focusing on the good, but how, like you were mentioning, you try not to like, say, Kim Kardashian's post, because you don't want that stuff on your timeline, yep. You know, and I don't blame
not
you.
Not disparaging Kim Kardashian.
Tim Kardashian.
Tim Kardashian. You don't know about that, that's the cousin.
Sure it is. She's like Bruce, right?
Ooh, what if that was a thing? A few years from now, she turns into Tim Kardashian.
Kim is now Tim.
We live in a weird time.
It's possible.
Dude, what if that happened?
You seen that new Netflix special with Aziz? And he talks about 2019. He literally puts, everybody knows Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
He literally says.
Last week.
Yeah. And I love Parks and Rec. But he makes a joke about it. He's like, guys, if you go back 3 years. Yeah. During Parks and Rec, like, there's some things that we saw in there, like
he talked about The Office and
that they had in that time period that now, if you said, you would be hung in the streets.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
About that all the time. Yeah,
I forget what the example was, but
well, there's a bunch in The Office. I watch The Office like almost every day.
Oh, I do remember the example, but I'm not gonna say it on live.
Do not say the example.
Have you seen that one?
I may have seen it. I'm not.
Let's
sure.
Let's just say
but
it is a derogatory term for black people that they don't like to be called.
Yeah.
But he also adds ly to it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's actually a word that means like.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it. Leave
it.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Just
leave it. You can't stop me from Googling something.
Leave it. Leave it. Shaping for the good and the bad. Which one are we choosing right now?
I think the whole point, guys. The whole point is that in what if Kim Kardashian does become Tim Kardashian? That's not the whole point. The point is like there's a lot of things now that we're gonna look back and like, you know, we put all these African American people in jail like 10 years ago for selling weed, and now weed's legal, and we still kept them in jail. It's like, what the heck?
Hey, speaking of that, there's some group that's filing a bill for the they're getting signatures on it. If they get enough signatures, we'll be able to vote. It's two bills. One legalizes recreational weed in Arkansas, and the second will anybody that will had some kind of you know weed charge. It was less than 16 ounces, that charge will be expunged.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because there literally are, I heard a statistic, I don't know if it's true, it's the internet, so you could probably find it and justify it, but like 70% of incarcerated black men were incarcerated for selling marijuana.
Yeah.
And they're still incarcerated for 20 plus years. It's like, that's ridiculous. We're going to look back in 50 years and be like, oh my God, we messed up as a society.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one of the biggest things that boils down to, though, is like hindsight is 20/20, you know? Coming from a black man, you know, it's not my thing. I'm not really into it. Just to be honest, I don't like it. But what I can say is that, you know, as we look at life as a society, we realize that, yes, while we may not agree with some things, yes, while we may not endorse or condone certain things, that doesn't necessarily mean that we need to be taking that out on other people. I mean, for me, myself personally, I've seen multiple people who've screwed their whole lives up over, like, to me, which just because I don't do it or I don't like it, like, it's something that they kept in a plastic baggie.
Like, not
going
to the gym could screw your life up, if you ask me. Like, I'd be a completely different person if I wasn't in the gym.
So true. So
Dean would be a completely different person without coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. Without coffee, you would have a screwed up life, Dean. No, I'm kidding. Blanket statement. Just kidding.
I think if I didn't go to the gym, I'd be a super maniac right now. Like, at this point in my life, the amount of stressful things that I'm dealing with, if I did not have gym, I would probably... I don't think I'd be human anymore. Like, I'd grow, like, a horn and some messed up. My dreads would be all gnarly all over the place. It'd be pretty awful. I like that you brought up the gym, though. I dig that.
I did have a question earlier from someone, and it said, how can people learn more about their body type and the workouts that they need and the diet that they need for their specific needs?
Do you think there's a one-size-fits-all?
No, I do not. I do not at all. So, actually, we have all three body types sitting here right now, which is pretty awesome. So, we have an endomorph, an ectomorph, and a mesomorph. Those are three different body types. More or less, it's a loose classification. But basically, you have people who have a hard time putting on healthy muscle and healthy fat. You have people who have people who have a hard time putting on fat but don't have a hard time putting on muscle. You would fall into that group of people.
You have a very athletic build.
You're more prone. And then you have people who can do either very easily, people like me. So I can speak a lot from my point of view, but really if you wanna get more information about that, feel free to contact me. Shoot me a direct message or anything that you can think of. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Snapchat, I'm on Instagram. Whichever one you want to use, even LinkedIn.
And I think that we are next door to Pulse Fitness. That's where we both,
right.
One of the gyms that we go to. And, you know, we get guests that we can come in with a plus one every single day we go. So yep. If you want to come join us, feel free. We'll, you know, me and Sean, we both have memberships there. You know, we brought Dean in there today. He was doing killing those free weights over there, man. You just
my man was
drinking coffee.
Hammering out
drinking like, coffee and curling.
Coffee and curls, awesome, bro. Man. Like it should be a whole new program, right? Like maybe we should do that. Maybe
Dean
we should
Marks
make that
workout.
A thing. We make should it. Make that a thing. Like we get a little camera, we bring it in, we show your workout, you just sip a cup of coffee, like everybody does it in the morning. It's perfect, right?
I love it.
My girlfriend.
I can't work out without coffee. I literally walked in your gym and I was like, they have coffee here? He said, no. I said, I'll be back.
Man, and people will go through a caffeine withdrawal. You ever go through that? Like, you ever stop caffeine for a week and you're like, I'm going to kill everyone?
No, I've never. Well, I did once, like a year ago. I did a month without caffeine and I don't know. It was kind of sucked. But
what did that like do to your mindset? Like, were you groggy? Like, tell me about that.
I was pretty groggy. Interested.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember why. I went through a phase like a year ago where I wanted to do like a month of like just experimenting things.
Yeah.
Like, so every month I would like pick something to like randomly give up or try.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, one day it was like, I want to write in a journal every day. One day I wanted to, it's like, so it started with Joe Rogan and those people, they do Sober October.
Yep.
So it started
with, sober.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well I'm going to do that. And not like I drink a lot, but it's just like, I'm just literally not going to drink at all for a month.
Yeah.
Purposefully.
And that stuff builds character.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like purposefully trying something. It makes you remember, like, oh, yeah, I've got control of my life.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting that you said that because, like, that's something I institute every once in a while. Like, I'll just do without something for a while just to see, like, how I'm going to react to it because I have this idea that I don't want to be controlled by anything. So, like, if you can take something from me and it can hurt me, I don't like that. I don't know if that's weird or not, but there's only a few things that I would make an exception for, you know, and those are living, breathing people. But aside from that, I think that it's really cool to put yourself into that mindset because it shows you like how and what you can do as a human being. Right. Like I'm all about this, this idea that we can always overcome an obstacle or a limit that we've set for ourselves. So, like, for me, one of the things was, like, vaping. Like, I like vaping. And, like, every once in a while, I'll just go, like, a month or two and just, like, not do it. Just to see, like, if I have an issue with that, you know? Mm-hmm. And, by the way, I know the health guy is talking about vaping, but you have to understand it kept me from getting into other things.
Hey, everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their, everybody has something, you know?
Hey, I want to do, before we... I said I was going to do this. I'm going to put you on the spot. I heard you singing. We're in the church. You were singing. I've got church songs acoustic. I want to hear for a minute. Give me something you want to sing.
All right. Since we're just going to be on the spot.
You were so on the spot right now. We were setting up and you were like singing it out. I said I was going to do this. So
you got a pretty good voice. Let's be honest.
Thank you, guys. Let's see. I would actually rather do it with no music because I feel like I can focus a little better.
Boom. Let's
full
do
on
this.
Solo.
All right. Three. All right. You're just gonna do
two.
This to me. All right.
One.
Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside. I give you my life. All I am. I surrender. There, we got a hold
of
this guy. So, on the spot. Thanks, man.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Wow, it's important to be put on the spot. You got to be
think
uncomfortable.
So. I think
you know,
so.
You'll grow from that because now maybe you'll get up at church this Sunday and sing or something. You know? You ever do that here?
I haven't yet.
Maybe you'll do it this week. They're always. I know because man, I grew up going to church all the time, and they want to push you to do those uncomfortable things, right?
Yeah, they do.
Get
they
up
do.
And tell Jesus to save your life, you know?
Yeah.
Accept him in your heart and stuff. And I think that goes back to what we were saying earlier, is just be uncomfortable, everybody. And that it is very hard, but, you know, sober October, stopping something for a month. These things are so darn important to grow. And I think more people just need to do it. It's hard. So if you don't necessarily know where to start, I think you got to be honest, but we both will take questions on that if you want to reach out to us personally. I don't expect people to comment on this because it's a very uncomfortable, vulnerable topic. Boom. So, guys, having a great time. This is a lot of fun as always. This is episode 64 of Lending a Hand. It kind of the second episode of the Joint Arkansas podcast. We'll be on YouTube later if you want to go check out the full video.
Sweet.
But y'all want to go around the table and leave some lasting thoughts or anything like that?
Lasting thoughts.
Anything at all. Just blank slate, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's Donald Trump's fake hair or
No, I was just going to say, Shauna, I appreciated you coming on and talking about health and all that. And it just, I don't know, it's been a while since, you know, I work out and stuff, but... It's like, oh, yeah, maybe you ought to, like, take that a lot more serious because, you know, it's like you're getting closer to 30 every day, dummy. So,
hey, my birthday's tomorrow. I turn 29, so I'm literally 366 days away from 30.
I love the way that worked out, don't you?
Screw both of you guys. This podcast is over.
I will say when it comes to anything that I can leave you guys with, mindset is everything, you know, 110,000%. Leave it all on the field. Let your mindset grow. Be hard. Do whatever you have to do. Make your dreams happen. And come and see me at Next Level Nutrition. Yeah, like come on out. I'm inside of Lake Point Church from 6:30 to 5.
Hey,
I want to see
can
you.
Can I be honest? Give
What's
you
up?
Some criticism because you know I'm gonna ask for that criticism from everybody. I think that a lot of people, if you know, because I've got a lot of friends that aren't necessarily Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I don't believe those values and have those morals because mm-hmm. I grew up here in the South.
You're not Christian?
I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm more like Scientology. I kind of believe like the universe is just incredibly huge. And
you're really a Scientologist?
No.
Science spaghetti monster?
I just believe we don't know very much as humans.
Yeah.
I kind of believe like Jesus was a real man. I'm a historical, I have a history background.
Yeah.
But like I kind of think it's like Jesus, Allah, Thor, all having a beer in heaven, you know? But I think to address what I was getting back to, your club,
mm-hmm.
Next Level Nutrition, it's part of the Central Nutrition family.
Yeah.
And here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I think a lot of people, you know, that are nervous maybe to come into here because it's in a church.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to them?
Dude, straight up, I am not here to make anybody feel uncomfortable or judged. That is not my role in life. That's not my lot in life. If anything, I just want to sit and talk with real people about real things. I'm a very real person. I have very real flaws, and I don't expect that anybody should. I personally don't feel like anybody should ever have to feel like if they are coming into this place specifically that they're going to be judged for anything at all.
That's
my environment, you know. I'm open, and if you want to sit and talk to me about theology or what your beliefs, or if you want to talk
over a smoothie.
Shoot, why not? If you want to talk about rocks, I don't care, man. I'm here for you.
they are good smoothies. We had a tea earlier, and it messed me up, man. Caffeine just does something to me that
makes
it does not
happy.
Do to Dean over here.
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
I like that. And, you know, I think everybody is worried about that judgment. You know, there's a lot of things going around in the media that, oh, Christian people judge. It's like everybody judges, y'all.
I mean,
we all do.
Do you feel like I judge you, man? Like,
we all judge. I judge people if they aren't in the same place, like the same path I'm going in life. Like,
yeah.
But you almost have to, because it's like you really need people that are going to support you. And like, I'll judge people if they completely come off as like negative and not supportive. You know, I'm like, well, that's great. I wish you well, but also I'm probably not going to hang out with you all the time like we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So people need to understand judgment more, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Also, like, if you want to meet me somewhere that's not in the church, like, that's fine too, man.
Hey, speaking of religion.
Yo.
This is, let me share my screen. I did a podcast once, and we looked up with one of my buddies. He's like a philosopher guy. I think I'm sharing my screen. Yeah, all right. So we Googled.
That
what
is
was
terrifying.
It was like
scary,
it was like Christian imagery.
That is horrifying, man. Like, just so you know, I'm not
starting your blank slate on as we go around the table. Come on, Dean, this is freaking me out.
This is creepy.
I just remembered I had this on my. This is like Christian. There's all kind of crazy Christian art. And this is some.
Yeah, I don't condone this.
Look at this.
It honestly will haunt me for the rest of the night.
I might
watch
have a nightmare.
Movies, so.
I don't either. This is gonna.
Do you not?
Really
not a single horror movie.
I don't
anymore.
Like horror movies.
So oh, and this is. We were. I don't remember how we got off on it. You were asking what this is earlier. This is at the UN. This is the mural that's painted. So like the world. Like this is what we came up with. Like this guy looks like Captain Planet.
Captain Planet slash.
Is that a real superhero?
Falcon.
This is literally what is at the UN, the United Nations. Like, this is the art that the world came up with, essentially.
This is bad.
This is really bad.
I mean, I was going to let y'all say it. But okay.
What are we doing?
There's a rooster. I don't know what this thing's
Why is
for.
There a chicken?
This thing looks like an atom bomb, and these are like dragons or snakes.
This is a great example of things that were probably made in the 1800s that definitely should have been changed.
Like, no, man, this was like 1940s.
Yeah, we should probably get rid of that.
The power of the scroll should never be adjusted, as Joe Rogan once said.
I feel like
no, it should.
I feel like 100 years from now, everybody's going to be like, this is what they came up with. Like, why have we not changed that yet? Like, can we not do like a photo of a smiling baby? Like, what's going on, man? That's creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. That picture, the one with the like demon thing was we typed in Christian art randomly for some reason, and that was what popped up.
I disagree.
There's probably some better stuff out there, but that was the number one result on Google, what I just showed you guys.
Ooh. Interesting things we search for.
So anyway, maybe that's Google.
Yeah, maybe. Look at your legs, man.
Google
they
up to
looking big.
Ooh, yeah.
So, hey, Dean, you got any lasting thoughts, man? You want to chat about anything? Blank slate, besides your crazy Google images here.
No, like I said, just thanks for giving me some energy, man. I've been on a repetition thing, bender, so, you know, maybe I'll try to add working out a little bit more. I've been carrying around. So I switched. One thing that I can tell people, I switched carrying a wallet and started carrying like a little, like I guess it's
notebook
like a little
type
pocket
thing.
Notebook, and like you just keep your debit cards in there. Like instead of a wallet, mm-hmm. you've got like, you know, it's basically like more RAM for your brain. You know, you've got temporary memory, and then you like if you need to like write stuff down.
And then you can clear it just like that, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so anyway, maybe
changing
that's
your wallet, that's a good move. Like,
yeah, because I don't ever carry cash anyway, so all I need is a debit card and an ID.
But did you ever have a fat wallet that you always put in your back pocket?
I have one of those.
Dude, it messes up your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like messes up your spine.
Misaligns your hips,
yeah.
Messes up your spine.
I straight up changed mine about 6 months ago. It has changed my freaking life. It's not like it's any heavier in my wallet.
I think that's something we're going to look back on. I'm like, why did you carry... Especially when we get our wristwatch and then everything just
we have Bitcoin,
with it.
Bah, bah, bam.
Yeah.
I'll be really messed up when somebody like tries to jack somebody for their wristwatch. Like, that's going to be a crazy point in life. It's like, dude, give me your watch right now.
So I'm obsessed with, not to, again, cut you off there, but the future. And, like, I know we're all, I like making predictions, so to speak. I don't, you know, I'll probably be wrong with most of them, but there's no denying technology is moving.
Do we get a World War? In our lifetime?
Dark. But
in our lifetime?
I think Civil
no.
War
I'm
say in
no.
America before that.
I'm also going to say no to that one. Damn,
I
y'all
think
going
so.
Dark with this. I was thinking.
I think
go
so,
positive,
man. How do you, like, you don't think so?
I think there's a revolution coming.
I think we get a digital dictatorship in our lifetime.
See, and I'm not down for that, man.
I think it's coming.
I couldn't do it. I can't live that way. I can't live with somebody
It'll be like
2050. 2050?
Yeah.
That's too soon. That's 31 years.
It'll probably be like an artificial intelligence, like computer that we elect president. We don't even know it's a computer. It's like Hillary Clinton or, that's a terrible example, but it's actually a computer, not a real person.
Yeah, she's a virus though. Like, you know, oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting, man. But the future is something that I think no matter what, you have to adapt to.
Yeah, and I say this all the time about millennials. Like, we're in a weird time. Like, we're literally, like, the guinea pig generation of we, like, get all this crazy tech. Are you a millennial or Gen Z? What are you?
I'm a millennial, 94.
Okay, yeah. You're, like, the worst millennial. You got dealt the worst hand ever. Because you're, like, the old millennial. You know, like, you're not a Gen Z.
Yeah,
I would say Gen Z is probably like 96, 97.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I was having this conversation, like, we got dealt the worst freaking hand in human history. Like, every other generation left the world better for the people who are coming behind them. Like, even if they screwed up really bad, like, they left something notable, you know?
I completely disagree.
So what do you
disagree? Wait, let me make my point.
Yeah, make his point.
Let me make my
point.
Okay, so when it comes in terms of our socioeconomic landscape, we have screwed the pooch. Like, the generations before us screwed the pooch. When it comes to our disenfranchisement of people and allowing SJW to become our default format, like, we fight for every right of every person, not realizing that nobody gets rights when everything is supposed to be okay. Does that make sense?
No, I'm not following.
When you try to make everything acceptable, like, you basically make nothing acceptable. So if everybody has a right to be offended about any and everything, like, I can't, like, if I say, hey, Keaton, hey, man, and I don't know that you identify as something other than, like, a man, that's, like, hate speech now. And I don't want to offend people. Like, I'm not out here just trying to be a douche to people. But, like, at a certain point, I'm like, where's the line? Like, what do I do? I think that that's one of the biggest issues that we're dealing with. Now we have this even larger, like, racial tension. It's kind of stupid. And then we've got the political landscape, which doesn't make very much sense to me at all, because everybody thinks that they understand their party, and there's just not really much going on there.
Well, I think those are great points, and you're not wrong. I mean, but back to, like, the dissent.
If you were going to be dropped somewhere to be born any time in history, when would you want? I would argue you'd have to do now. You know?
I would argue... Probably most feasibly for me.
Like 1960?
No. There's no way you're picking 1960 as a black man.
No way.
No, sir.
Out
in San Francisco?
No, sir. I will pass on all of that hatred.
You'd have to pick now. Which?
Can I look forward?
No,
well,
we don't
know what will happen in the future. So
we don't know what would happen in the future, but
I think you're on to something big there. Like, I do think equality is becoming more and more. Like, it's better, no doubt. You cannot argue this, even though there's so much inequality in the world, that it's better to be a minority now than it was 40 years ago.
Of course.
And, like, what you were saying with everybody, the disengagement kind of with the world. Everybody's, you know, can I call you man? Can I call you woman? LGBT, all this stuff. Like, that's entitlement. And that's something that our generation does lack. But once we figure that out, I think something will come along with Google. I believe that entitlement, and we got into a really heated argument this week, or discussion this week with some of my best friends. But I think you can look up whatever you want on Google and find the answer.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. You can just find it. And that's the problem, is we need something that's going to say yes or no, right or wrong.
Snopes.com.
See, but that used to be, that used to be like,
that? Or Snope, whatever.
That used to be like our society, though. Like, it used to, our society used to like give us our gauge for what's right and wrong. You know, like, there's this idea of morality as defined by the society. That's what determines craziness or insanity, right? You know, if everybody in society thinks that it's okay for you to, for you to eat, I don't know, freaking turds or something.
Well, here's
the guy who doesn't eat turds.
It's not okay to eat
one.
Turds, everybody.
Well, I think the problem is like, and we're contributing to it, like literally right now, is that, you know, some dummy from Southeast Arkansas can duct tape some hardware together and make it look like we've got a platform, you know, and suddenly it's like, oh, now we're on TV, you know?
But also,
so, like, in the past, it's been like everyone's had a newspaper. Well, now everybody's got a TV station. Everybody's got a phone. And when 5G comes in, buddy, you better get ready. Because that little bandwidth problem that we had the other day at your place, like, that goes away, bud. And you've got, you know, software and a multicam system. Like, there's $1 billion valuation for a company that can put this thing in an app. You know, and make it work.
If we were 20 years before this and we had this stuff, we'd have a $1 billion podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think...
Well, my point is just, like, everyone's going to have some... like, the Gen Zs, like, this is kind of weird for us, but the Gen Zs, this is going to be an app, and they're going to be able to do what we're doing now, like, all the time.
I think that the biggest thing is...
And then good luck.
...is going to be teaching... I think that this is our responsibility, like, as what we are right now, is to teach the people who are coming behind us, the youngsters who are coming behind us, not to be entitled, to teach them to have productive discourses, not to scream at the top of their lungs about their feelings, but to make an argument and learn to agree to disagree sometimes. Because if we can't learn how to do that, our society's going straight into a war. Straight up, there's no denying it. And I think that that's going to be the next pivotal, crucial point in our culture as a society. Like, it's a fixed point. It's got to happen.
So,
hey, can I say something that I've been thinking about for like the last probably like couple months? So we agree that there's like these algorithms, right? That, like, how long have you had Facebook?
Forever.
Since you were 12?
Probably.
And so, and you've had the same account since you were 12?
Yes, sir.
So Facebook, since you're 12 years old, Facebook has monitored what you watch. They know your screen time. They know what you like. They know the videos you like. They know what response. When you're scrolling through, they know how long did you look at that picture, and then run it through an algorithm. Like, they know more about you than you probably know about you.
Probably.
And they have how many years of data on you now since you're 12? You're, what, 24 now?
Yes,
they've
sir.
Got 12 years of data.
Half my life.
Half of your life.
Whew.
So I've been playing with this idea, and I've even, like, thought about writing... I wanted to write a book, but I don't think a book's the right
blog on LinkedIn.
Dean's Manifesto.
It'd be more of like a blog or something, but it's like...
write it on LinkedIn.
It's like reset the algorithm or delete the algorithm or something like that. And like, the idea is, like, start over your Facebook or your YouTube or whatever. And like I said earlier, like, protect your algorithm. Because for us, like, we started this Facebook thing when we were 12 years old. And, you know, you're just liking stuff mm-hmm. when you're that age. Like,
yep.
You're just giving them your data.
Yep.
And so it's like, we need to start over and, like, clear the slate and create it, like, recreate your profile and rebrand yourself and think about, like, okay, well, I know this thing. Like, the idea is reset the algorithm, because that is, like, the information they give you, you know, like, impacts who you are, the way you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a
you
really
can,
interesting
you can
thought,
program,
sure.
like, and, you know, it's like the thing that Tony Robbins talks about, like, the small changes. So, you know, like, just the idea is, like, if you reprogram it, it's just a little bitty tweak, you know. But, like, over the course of your life, if you're, like, looking at a different algorithm, you know, that could literally change your life.
Kind of like Sober October. take it out of your life for a little bit, and then.
Well, I'm saying just reset it, change
blank slate.
It,
yeah,
like
yeah.
all the way over,
all the
start
way over,
building your ideals, liking
yes.
the stuff that's going to grow you
as a 24-year-old, and with the positive mindset, not as a 12-year-old. Ooh, she's cute. Like, you know, I mean, seriously.
Oh, that's
it's true.
Funny.
It's true.
Like.
Yeah,
this is now a terrible joke. That's really misogynistic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like.
Little
Dan
social.
Cook,
hey, drop some social media knowledge here. Why do you think they came up with all the different buttons on social media now? Like,
ooh.
Love, laugh,
so
mad,
know
happy.
What you think.
That's gonna be huge. In
I haven't even thought about that. You're
that's
right.
That's 100% why they did it.
Whoa! Thank you, Keaton. We are now hacking the system.
I think
please
I think
like and love this post.
I think it's a blog post or a book or something. It's called Reset the Algorithm. I'm not smart enough or dedicated enough to write a book, but
all
if
right,
I was,
start the revolution, baby. Let's go.
The podcast, the revolution will be podcast.
So I want to end on this note because this was going back to what you were talking about with like equality and kind of growing up in different ages.
Are we still switching scenes? Has anyone been watching the screen?
I have no
not.
Idea. We're having a conversation. We look each other in the eyes. We are millennials, baby. Actually, most millennials don't
I don't
look
know
each
if it's just
eyes.
Been stuck on this forever. Or what.
Don't look
all
me in
right,
my
we're
eyes.
Switching,
lost
we're switching now. So.
You get lost. All right. So, like, trying to figure out the words and how to communicate this. But you were talking about we're being on this show, we're adding to that,
yeah,
to the society, the growth, the. But I actually
we're the first ones with the TV station, but in the soon
but everybody
everyone
will
have a TV station.
I'll say why I like this because I want to end on a positive note, because no matter like we can act all we want and that's fine. Maybe we are acting. Who knows? I actually was having this conversation with my girlfriend and believed that when I'm on TV, I do act a little bit. I'm a little bit more aware of what I say. Yeah. But is that a bad thing? Because I'm not going to be as crazy as I normally am. No.
Presenting your best self?
In
oh
a way. But also, technology makes us more transparent, thus kind of honest people who we actually are. And maybe not yet. I'm not saying yet, but eventually. Like, I actually... I don't worry, but I question people that don't have a Facebook right now because I'm like, what are you hiding? And oftentimes, they are hiding something, you know, or they're nervous, and that's fine. It's just a natural progression. It's kind of like we're going through a weird time. We're growing. It's uncomfortable. A lot of people aren't accepting it because it's uncomfortable. But as more people do, and this is the trend, it will happen. You know, we'll have those kids in 2050 will have apps that are better than this. It'll probably be holograms, you know. But as we get more on it, transparent with the world, because they're seeing our entire life, I think that's good for society because we'll start to understand and accept other people. We'll say, okay, we know you're different, Sean. We know you're different, Dean. We know you're different, Keaton. And I think that's what we need because there's a lot of disagreement because people are not cultured. They haven't traveled enough. They haven't went to China and lived in a boot camp working, you know, for 3 pennies a day. Like, they just haven't. And I think more people need that. And as we get that in life, you know, over the next, it's going to be a hard 20, 30, 40, maybe 100 years. But as we get that, and eventually we go into that where somebody puts the chip in their arm first, then we'll go into a different kind of growth period where we can start to read each other's minds and say, you know what? I know you're not perfect. I know I'm not perfect, but at least I can tell your intent, good, bad.
Do you think we'll get telekinesis in our lifetime?
Not in ours. I do think it's going to happen maybe like 200 years from now, though, right? They put the chip in, and I think that's a good thing.
Like you control technology with your mind,
yeah, and
brain waves or something.
Way, because think of how we're talking right now. We're communicating with our voices, but
I think
we'd
get it in our lifetime.
Man, that'd be awesome. That would be the bigger change in the internet because we can all agree the internet is the biggest thing we've technologally have in our lifetime.
I think we get glasses next year.
2020, your theory, I love that.
I think we get glasses next year, we get telekinetic, and I also have this theory. I think that technology is probably a lot further ahead than we are aware.
Oh, definitely.
Because,
definitely.
I mean, like, here's a non-controversial statement. The military has better technology than us.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, if you can buy that, well why? So they've had drones for how many years now? 20 years? Oh, we've had them for 2. Oh, okay.
20 years ahead.
That's scary too, because
That's why all these guys rushing Area 51 don't know what they're in.
Oh, we haven't talked about that. I was just talking
okay,
about that.
Okay, we got to end it on this note.
No!
We got to end on this
Dude, are we rushing Area 51 or nah?
I don't want to die, so.
All I got to say is they can shoot 300,000
bullets. Dude, they said if a million people show up and we rush Area 51.
They can't kill us all.
They can't kill us all.
Or
yes,
can they?
Can. I definitely believe they
Dude,
can.
Dude, do you think the U.S. government's going to, like, gas
yes.
a million?
Yes. All day long.
The U.S. government's going to gas
all
a million citizens.
All day long.
100,000 citizens.
All day long.
10,000 citizens.
All day long.
You know what? I'm not saying I hope
I
they
don't
do.
Know
I
that they
don't,
can physically stop it.
Yes,
if
they
a thousand
can.
People show up,
yes, they can.
A thousand people.
You haven't seen what a tank can do.
I don't think
yeah, but
they
that's
will
a tank.
Kill
There's
people.
A thousand people. You just
that's
run around
one
them.
Tank.
Think
one
about
team.
A riot. Think about a riot and how that happens. Like they just tear gas.
Yeah, but this is the desert, man. This isn't like.
All I'm saying is they fly in a couple air. They fly in a couple.
What are they just
going to
do? Chopper pilots?
Rubber bullets. Everybody's out of there.
That
dude.
Would be that is if they start doing that.
No
then
man,
that's
you don't
the
know my people.
Right
they're dedicated. Man, this is awesome. This
I'm surprised
great,
we haven't got any comments on this Area 51 thing. Who is Russian? Area 51. Like you gotta. If you're scared, don't like this post because we don't want the algorithm.
Hey, I was
up,
I was curious about this. Like, how do you get when you're doing these videos live? Like, is the algorithm? Is it like picking up what we're saying and putting that in an algorithm and like running that through SEO and you know what I mean? Like we're talking about Area 51.
I don't
Does that,
know about that.
I don't
honestly.
Think so yet. I don't think the AI is that strong.
Well, it does it on YouTube because YouTube, if you say something crazy, there's not like some guy in a room watching your video. It's like,
good there, point.
It's more to it than that. It's I think
it's got to be because voice recognition exists, but. Does it?
So
does
caption
it,
recognition.
Yeah.
Go back and
I mean, does it? It seems like it would probably transcribe it and then like look for keywords.
That's probably what it does, and we already know the government does that. They look at keywords through a text message. That's how they find like terrorists in like 2001, right?
Can't
they
say
were looking. Yeah. Well, and it's the context that you say. You know, if we're texting each other like those really keywords, like the government's gonna pick, and that's literally haven't they had like during the 9/11 all that security stuff where it changed the world, like. Didn't they? That's
yeah, it's
they
called the Patriot Act.
Yeah, the Patriot Act. Thank
Look
you.
It up.
But didn't that kind
Look
of.
Look into it.
It's pretty crazy.
That's probably where all this technology started, like, or that they are just now coming out with.
That's a whole other podcast.
It didn't start
yeah,
there.
That's
a whole other podcast. Bye-bye.
Tune in for part two. Okay. I don't know when it'll happen, but it just might, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the man.
Oh, as a black man, I would love to talk about the man. This is great. I want to shame you and Keaton all night long.
Hey, we deserve it. It's a weird world we grow up in, everybody. But hey, we appreciate you joining the podcast. And
yeah, are we wrapping it up? I feel like
I think so. We're going on. Almost
how long have we been going? We've been live for almost an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, we're live on this channel for 50, and we've been live on the other one.
What does it say
30,
there? I can't see
so.
That. Is it 56 or 58?
50. And so we don't want to get to that hour mark, just because then we got to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
To republish this, it was kind of a pain.
Oh,
plus,
yeah, we've got a.
If anybody listens to this, us for an hour and a half talk,
I
which
doubt
I'm
it.
Fine. Yeah, I don't know if they will.
I feel like I've noticed when we get to the end, I like get a little bit looser because I'm like, who's going to listen to this far?
Squirrely.
Hey. You know, I always think also, like, someday, like, I might run for office or something and I'm going to have all these out. Some poor intern's going to have to, like, sit through. Hopefully, I'll get to, like, 1,000 of these.
Joe Rogan's got 1,400. So, I mean, it could happen. And
hey. Like in 20 years from now or something, like somebody looking for dirt.
I told you, this is the new business, the new way to have a conversation because more people, there's no distractions. How many times you checked your phone?
I've
been
checking
over
computer. There.
Yeah.
Like that will never happen in an hour and a half conversation.
Yeah, with people.
They're going to look at their phone even if it's like this. And I've checked my phone to look at it.
It's crazy we need all of this, all of this tech to just zone out and talk.
We
Dude,
need to be
I
out
love
in the desert
laugh
or something, or
in
the forest. You do get more loose as you do these. I've noticed that through 64 episodes already.
Yeah, and I'm like, probably at like 12. I've only published like, this will be like the fourth I've published.
And you get better at communicating. You start to realize some things that come up again. And that's why you got to really hone in and have that theme or have that really detailed discussion, deep, deep discussions, you know? And they happen when you're more focused because then everybody's kind of tuning into everybody else.
I was going to show you this cool website I built real quick today.
Sweet.
Log in.
Ooh.
A website. You remember when people thought websites were going to be a trend? That's
I'm going to have a website. I'm going to have five of them.
So here's the first one.
If you have a business and you don't have a website,
get one.
Are you even a business?
Are you?
Sean, dude, why do you have to pay? Why is this not working?
Because Google owns the internet. I'll just. I don't even know what you're going to say.
They broke
that's
the internet.
Pay. Yeah. Surprised they're not a trillion-dollar company yet.
Was they're just weird? Hiding the money, that's all.
What are you showing us to end this? Oh, yeah, your website. Excuse me.
It's not important enough. I'll just...
I'll attach it in the notes so everybody can go to it and check it out.
Hey,
it's a good website.
Boom. Do you guys want to watch some film for a minute?
After the podcast?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, let's end this and we'll watch a little bit of film, wrap it up and everything. Guys, lasting thoughts, lasting quotes.
Peace.
Don't storm Area 51. They will kill
no,
you.
No, we're going.
I'm not going. I got work, man.
Hey, we're about to
what day are they
hour
doing
hour
it? If it's on a Saturday, I'll go.
I don't know what day. I actually don't.
If they're storming Area 51 on a Saturday, I'll go.
Fly out there.
Come back with like a rubber bullet.
I'm just saying.
I got like rubber bullet bruises all over my butt. I was storming Area 51. All right, we're closing off. Sayonara, suckers.
See you guys.
Peace.
I need an extra.
I like it. It's pretty good.
Just play it again.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you don't let the beat drop, right?
You can. No, it doesn't matter. However you want to do it. This is your show, man. What are you talking about?
We need to rock you. Wow, 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 wow. All right, we're out.